Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead and enter into his glory. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace do I give it. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. You have heard me tell you I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. This whole week, right through Sunday coming up, we're reading from a section in the Gospel of John, which is the very last few chapters. And it's like a departure narrative of Jesus leaving his disciples, predicting his passion, his death and resurrection. And so we have a strong emphasis on the relationship between Jesus Christ and his disciples. You'll find that it will be a theme that runs through all these readings this week and will appear again on Sunday. Very briefly, what this means to us, the adults here especially, is that relationship with Jesus Christ is the essence, the foundation, and the necessary ingredient in following Jesus Christ. It's not keeping laws. You can keep all the laws. You can keep all the commandments. But you might do it out of fear of going to hell. I grew up with that. I grew up with the theology of fear. If I don't keep the commandments, God will punish me. God, I will go to hell forever. That's gone. It's not good theology. It was never good theology. But we have grown into an understanding of God's infinite love. Love for us in our humanity. Therefore, he says to each of us, don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. I will always be with you. You will see me suffer. You will see me die. But then you will see me rise from the dead. So what this whole week emphasizes is the primacy of relationship with Jesus Christ. It's elevated above legalism. Legalism is the bottom of the barrel. That's the last thing left is legalism. Legalism is severe and it's based on fear, anxiety. I must keep the laws. If you love me, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you have a love for Jesus Christ, your way of life, you won't have to worry about the law. The relationship will lead you. So keep this in mind. It will come up again this week. It'll come up tomorrow, the vine and the branches. Come up Friday. It will come up again on Sunday, at least for me, for my speaking about it. Now, let me talk a little bit to these very special students from Holy Family School. Okay. We all have a best friend. Hands up, who's a best friend? Okay, hands down. Who has two best friends? See, everybody has two best friends. We all have best friends. And you know, with best friends, we tend to do things just because you're my friend. Yeah? And you don't have to ask me. There's no law that says I have to do this for you. But you like being around your best friend. And you like doing things for your best friend, don't you? Yes? You like to help your best friend. You like to be cheerful with your best friend. You like to listen to your best friend. There isn't any law that says you have to be nice to your best friend. There isn't any law that says you have to be cheerful or you have to listen to your best friend. But you do that because this is your best friend. That's because you have a relationship with this person. But now we have a relationship with many others. And what Jesus teaches us is, make a new friend. Anybody here would like to make a new friend today? Hands up who wants to make a new friend today. Fantastic. So when you go to your recess today now, don't hang around just with your best friend. Is that okay? Make a new friend. Say, do something nice for somebody new. That's a sign that Jesus is working through you, okay? Being your best friend, that's nice and it's wonderful. But to be nice to somebody who is new, that's like a special sacrifice. That's like something really special I'm going to do today. So are you all listening to me, yes? Okay, so today, don't forget, when you get out to recess, what are you going to do? Make a new friend. And what are you going to do for your new friend? You're going to be cheerful, and you're going to be nice, and you're going to ask your new friend, what would you like to do or what you'd like to talk about? Is that okay? Wow, isn't this going to be wonderful today? Teachers, this is going to be wonderful. I mean, we're going to have new friends. We're all going to be cheerful today. Who's cheerful today? Hands up, who's cheerful? Okay, that's good. But I'll tell you one thing. When you woke up this morning and your mom and your dad called you, was anybody grouchy? Who's grouchy in the morning? Oh, we have grouchy. We have grouchy morning people. I know grouchy morning people. I meet people who are grouchy in the morning. You know, did you see my dog here? Yes. Does that look pretty nice dog, yes? Well, it's a very nice dog. Now, I walk that dog very early in the morning. And I'm out there with the dog, and the dog is very cheerful because the dog likes it's a new day. And I'm walking the dog, and I say, good morning. What do they say? Nothing. They're not cheerful. They're not grateful. It's a new day. So I want you all to say, thank God for a new day, and thank God for a new friend. Relationship makes the meaning of a day, okay? Are we all ready for that? We're going to have a good day. Hands up, who's going to have a good day? God, fantastic. Okay, we're going to have a good day.